sara na biri bi kumaro mi korole nun kuma nya be fiyela amalo amalante malante te sara na biri bi kumaro mi korole nun kuma nya be fiyela oyi na mfule iyo na mfule kele mani kibili do sufe Yesiri yana ni yama jama ikangwasi fasola fasola balo Alo yangwasi yana ni yama jama ikangwasi fasola enete majeli yaro Yari birikine, teri kakadafi, aluka bunya minkenye konakiri, adunya divante nilatu. Iya alabiri bunya alatidoya, famale alabari, beko niyo madirikela. Aba menfola diyoro, niyo madirikela, adunyo nkede masoromfolo. Aye foli ikole, afoti iko. Mana mana kam foti kole ate finyala Kunye wala fini mara jeli sowadi e fini mara Kunye wala fini mara Kunye wala fini mara, fina sowadi fini mara. Yila yili yila njima fele, bete ni sininiru, jese fini lanya barabene, afono kele masa koro mamarene, fini kele baye duwaye, jamadi anamo, kibili du sufe. Beni kela bate mokana mori jeli la maloya Bola bili juvano ya wake mebi edi murima Alu malo, alu na moba, alu masun kuda farama Kalu ye jeli ya nina sabatila Alibase kuyatila lubama Balaka ni dununkante banna Kuna yere nkole Alabara nuna wasa mande Biri wikumaro mikurule nungumanya betinyela wina mfule iyo na mfule kele manyi ikibili dusufe fin Fini maramo kalemu Maraye kalanene kaleye Neno mamu nifikaleye Jose fini maramo jilimu Aba menfola diyara Ninyo madirikela Jose fini manafolo Aye foli ikole A forti iko mana mana kam forti ikole ate finyana aye foli ikole aye foli iko mana mana kam forti ikole ate finyana aye foli ikole aye foli iko Mana mana kan foti ikole atefunyana aye foli iko mana mana kan foti ikole atefunyana.
A million miles above our heads is a star we call the Sun. In the heart of this enormous ball of plasma, nuclear reactions are producing vast amounts of energy, energy which reaches the Earth in the form of heat and light. But in addition to warming our planet and bathing it in light, the Sun is also bombarding us with a storm of objects we don't even notice. They're called neutrinos, and billions of them pass straight through our bodies every second. Neutrinos are some of the strangest and most mysterious objects in the universe. They're invisibly tiny and can travel through solid rock and even stars as easily as they do through space. Scientists first proved their existence half a century ago. Today, neutrinos are offering us new insights into the nature of the universe and of matter itself. With me to discuss the neutrino are Frank Close, Professor of Physics at Exeter College at the University of Oxford, Susan Cartwright, Senior Lecturer in Particle Physics and Astrophysics at the University of Sheffield, and David Walk, Professor of Particle Physics at Imperial College London and the Rutherford Appleton Laboratory. Frank Close, I've hinted at the sheer strangeness of these particles. You think they're the weirdest objects in the universe. Could you give us a bit more detail about them, what they are, how they behave, so on?
Well, they're probably as near to nothing as anything that we know. They've got no electrical charge. Until very recently, we thought they got no mass at all. If they have got any mass, it's too small to measure. If you put 100,000 of them on one side of a set of scales, they wouldn't even outweigh a single electron, which is the lightest other particle that we know. So they're very weird. As you alluded, they've been said that they pass through the Earth as easily as a bullet through a bank of fog. So the Sun putting out all these neutrinos that are shining on us at the moment, half a second later they've passed out the other side of the Earth and are shining up through the beds of people in New Zealand. So if we could see with neutrino eyes, night would be as bright as day. They're very strange. They're passing through the universe like mere spectators. In fact, there's probably more neutrinos in the universe than any other particle that we know. And yet, paradoxically, we know less about them than anything else, almost.
When they pass through, do they do anything to us, to the Earth? Is that what you're trying to find out, I suppose?
That's what we're trying to find out. I mean, 60 million of them are passing through our eyeballs every second without us seeing them. And they are totally harmless because they don't really interact with anything very much. The difficulty is trying to capture one or two. It's a bit like the National Lottery. You know, enough people enter, somebody is lucky. If there's enough neutrinos around and you've got a big enough net, you might occasionally capture one. I'm sure we'll talk about how you do that later on. But they're very difficult to capture and hence difficult to study, and that's why we know so little about them.
Can you just beggar our imaginations a little more by what these neutrinos do? They go through nine trillion lead. Just tell people what goes on with these things a little bit more.
Well, neutrinos, they don't interact with things like normal things do. They don't feel electrical forces, they don't feel magnetic forces. Gravity's so feeble you can't really make much use of that. They interact only by a force called the weak force, which by its very name, weak, means it's hardly likely to do very much.